Sonnet number 34. Why didst thou promise such a beauteous day, and make me travel forth without me cloak, to let base clouds o'ertake me in my way, hiding thy bravery and thy rotten smoke? 'Tis not enough that through the cloud thou break, to dry the rain on my storm-beaten face, for no man well of such a self can spake, that ails the wound and cures not the disgrace. Nor can the shame give physic to me grief, though thou repent, yet I have still the loss. The fender's sorrow lends but wake relief to him that bears the strong offence's cross. Ah, but those tears are pearl which thy love sheds, and they are rich and ransom all ill deeds. Sonnet number 116. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with a remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark, whose worth's unknown, although his eyth be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief oars and wakes, but bears it out into the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man e'er loved.